Iowa's Best Country, Kix 101.1, the morning kickstart, Jonathan and Malia. And on the phone with us this morning is a very special guest. Now, I have to say, don't call him an outlaw, but Rolling Stone says he's a country artist you need to know. All right, talking about Sony Nashville recording artist, Mr. Luke Combs.
What's going on? How are y'all?
We're doing well. Thank you so much for joining us on the morning kickstart. We appreciate you taking the time.
Yes, well, thank y'all for having me.
So you're touring right now. How many shows are you playing this year?
Oh man, a lot.
A lot. Good.
Probably end up doing 150 by the end of the year. Wow. I would say maybe 175.
Wow, that's a lot. So do you still call Asheville, North Carolina, home, or have you moved all the way to Nashville?
No, I've been in Nashville now about 2.5 years. My parents still live in Nashville though, so I'm there whenever I can. Which is not a lot anymore, but Asheville is still my home, but I do live in Nashville.
Oh, very cool. All right.
Nice. Can you tell us a little bit about the Bootleggers? Who are they?
Yes. Man, those are the diehard fans. They've been around for about a year now. We started rolling that thing out, and it's just kind of, we tried to create like this little community of fans, and they're constantly, you know, coming to shows and coming to meet and greets and posting acoustic videos of me and all kinds of stuff. It's such a cool thing because they really have kind of been our street team, for lack of a better word. They play the music for anybody and everybody. So super thankful for those folks.
That's really cool. Now, we're playing the heck out of Hurricane. Your current song is doing really well for you. Now, I got to ask, a song called I Know She Ain't Ready and Used to You. Now, I'm wondering, are any of these songs autobiographical at all?
Well, you know, I think that, a few of them are. And Used to You is not necessarily a personal story for me. It was more of my co-writer on that tune. My buddy James wrote that, and I believe his uncle had just passed away when we wrote that song. And but a lot of people reach out to me about how much that tune means to them, and obviously that's, you know, what you try to do when you write songs is write something that people can relate to, you know.
Absolutely. And when I heard it, I heard it on your website, and the writing is phenomenal, and then you just bring it right out and bring it to life. Did a great job.
Well, thanks.
On that.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
We're talking to Luke Combs, in case you're just joining us. So you're a singer, songwriter, guitar picker. Could you explain T-shirt aficionado?
Yes, I could. No, I'm a big, I love T-shirts. So I'm constantly looking for cool T-shirts that nobody's got. I recently got some great old 90s country T-shirts that I found on eBay. So I'm constantly out checking that stuff out, you know.
Do you know how many you have at this point? Is it quite the collection?
Oh, man, it's quite the collection. Yeah, my closet's pretty full. It's pretty much all T-shirts, too. So.
Nice.
One little question, though. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars. Luke Skywalker.
There you go. Okay. Usually, Luke, we like to hear both. But then we'll let you go this time.
I'm one of the rare both people.
Both as well.
Yeah, that's a strange situation. But yeah,
that's pretty cool.
We'll accept either answer.
Yes, we will. So your debut album, this one's for you, out June 2nd, right?
Yes.
Awesome. Cannot wait for that to come out. I'm going to grab me a couple copies, one for myself, one for my mom back home in Illinois.
Oh, I thought you were going to say one for me.
Well, I'll make a copy for you.
Oh, okay.
No, won't do that. I will never do that, Luke. I swear. Luke's got to get paid, so I'll buy you a copy too, Malia.
Oh, well, that's very kind
of
you.
No doubt.
Well, we're excited to see you out and about and on the road with Brantley Gilbert coming to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines on April 28th. We can't wait to see the show.
Yes, no, we're super excited, and Brantley's such a good dude, and he puts on such a great show, and his fans are just, you know, the energy's high every night, so it's definitely a fun show to be a part of, for sure.
Have you ever played in Iowa before?
I have. Yeah, we played, I think we did one stop, maybe it was right across the border from Iowa, on this tour, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but no, this will be my first, I think, you know, one of the first times we've been through Iowa before, but I don't know about as far as playing there, if we really have or not.
Okay, well, you know, Iowa loves their country music, and so I'm sure you're going to have a great time. It's going to be a great show.
Yeah, well, I hope so. Yeah, I'm going to bring it. So.
All right. So Devil Don't Sleep Tour coming to the Wells Fargo Arena, Des Moines, April 28th. Luke, thanks for taking the time out of your day to give us a call. And I'll remember to bring a T-shirt when I come to the show.
Please do. Yes. Thank you.